Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chumbawamba. Why, you're looking a little stern today.
That's because, Grayson, we're presenting today a guide to the activity involved in the successful execution of one's conjugal rights in order to produce offspring.
Oh, dear.
Yes. The whole business of conjugal activity is sordid and frightful, but it is at least short. To help us illustrate conjugal obligations in an entertaining as well as informative way, we have the assistance of an attractive young lady.
Good evening, Mr. Grayson.
Good evening, Mrs. Grayson.
Immediately after marrying a young lady, the tricky business begins of getting your wife to agree to go to bed.
Getting awfully late, dear. Nearly 6:30. Oh. Is it time for Peter Rabbit and his Mrs. Tiggy Winkle to go up the wooden hill to Bedfordshire? For Weary Willie to take his tired Tim down the yellow brick road to Slumberland? For Pooh to lead his little piglet through the land of Nod and into the arms of the Sandman?
Never, never, never attempt to use strong language in front of a lady in this manner. It's indecent. Given time, an atmosphere will flourish in which the conditions for conjugal unpleasantness will become possible.
Happy, darling?
Yes, darling.
Splendid.
The more foreign-minded of you might even consider sharing a bed. Remember, before you start, it's not only a stiff upper lip you're looking for.
How to maintain not only a stiff upper lip? Number one, visual assistance. It may be of some help to use an assistance of a visual nature in order to encourage the gentleman's not only a stiff upper lip.
Here's a photograph of the Duchess of Arbroath without a hat on.
Most invigorating!
Number two, stimulating chat. For some partners may find it invigorating to indulge in talk of a stimulating nature during the act of unpleasantness itself.
A most stimulating chat on the home service earlier this evening, Mrs. Grayson.
Most stimulating indeed, Mr. Grayson. Who would have thought the Princess Alice bred golden retrievers?
And now that you are invigoratingly stimulated, you're ready for the act of frightfulness itself.
Now it's time to have a stiff drink and get on with the ugly business in hand. As this is your first attempt at beastliness, you may have some difficulty uniting your unmentionables. Why not invent a coded language to prevent graphic references?
Is that you, Mrs. Grayson?
Yes.
Has the train arrived in Paddington yet?
No, I'm afraid it's in Colchester. Ouch.
A few final points. To many couples, a sense of humour in bed is most important. Now let's see the whole ugly process in explicit detail.
Sorry.
So there you have it. Next week, how to achieve conjugal unpleasantness in the poorer countries of the world where the women will... for a potato.